Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roll, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the 14th day in the 6th month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. Today's episode is titled Sowing Seeds. Jesus often told stories to teach us great lessons. We call these stories that Jesus told parables. They are short stories that teach us long-lasting lessons that we can remember and pass on from generation to generation. And so, I want to begin a series talking about the parables of Jesus. The parables are a great way to learn the art of slaying the seven deadly dragons. Today, we're going to look at the parable of the sower. This parable is about planting seeds, and it can teach us great lessons on how we can share our faith with others, but perhaps even more so, how we can help the faith grow in ourselves. It uses the analogy of growing good fruit and all the things that can prevent that good fruit from growing. Maybe some of you have tried growing a garden or a plant, and maybe some of you have helped your mom and dad in the yard pulling weeds. There's a great many lessons to learn about dragons, so let's listen to the parable. While I read this parable from Matthew chapter 13, I want you to think about which dragons Jesus is teaching us to be aware of. There's many answers, so don't be afraid of getting it wrong. That's the cool thing about parables. They speak to us and teach us in different ways every time we read them. And so after I read this parable, I'll tell you which dragons jumped out at me. Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Okay, did any dragons come to mind for you? Jesus gives us three different situations or obstacles that can ruin the seed, and the seed represents our faith. From those three obstacles, I saw the red dragon of pride, the orange dragon of envy, the yellow dragon of sloth, the green dragon of greed, the blue dragon of wrath, the indigo dragon of gluttony, and the violet dragon of lust. Oh wait, that's all seven deadly dragons. Well, the nice thing about this parable, and the reason I wanted to start with this one, is that it is one of the only parables that Jesus actually explains the parable to us. So let's see if we can find each dragon in Jesus' explanation. He said, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what's sown on the path." Okay, this first situation is about just throwing seed on the ground. I just tried to plant some grass seed at our house, and I failed at first. It's harder than it looks. I'm bad at reading directions sometimes, which comes from the red dragon of pride. I thought I could do it my way, just like the enemy which Jesus referred to. The enemy is Satan, and Satan's sin was pride. The directions on the seed bag say you can't just throw grass seed on bare, hard soil and leave it exposed. You have to till the soil before putting down seed. Then you have to keep it moist and cover it with straw or something to protect the seed from predators. Just as birds and wind and animals and heat can steal or kill grass seed that is just lying on bare, hard soil, there are many dragons in the world that can steal our faith if we don't protect it with prayer, sacraments, and supernatural grace. So let's move on to the next situation that Jesus explains. He said, "As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away." The rocky ground brings to mind the yellow dragon of sloth. Being a faithful Catholic Christian is hard, and Jesus said it would be. From the beginning of the story, ever since the fall of Adam and Eve, God said that we would work the land with toil and heartache, and from beads of sweat we'll bring forth bread. God told us that dragons now wander the earth. They're everywhere, and it will be a battle for us to grow our faith and share it with others. There's going to be persecution, and sickness and rough times in our lives. It's easy to get excited about dragon slaying at first when everything looks fun and exciting, but dragon slaying takes hard work. The yellow dragon of sloth tempts us to be spiritually lazy and give up when things are hard. Imagine planting grass seed and never watering it, or trying to plant it on rocks. The seed will never grow. That's kind of like when we say we're Christians and we believe in Jesus, but we never open our Bibles or go to Mass or pray or study the catechism. Our faith can't grow if we don't give it good soil and work hard to water it and help it grow. Now let's move on to the final obstacle that Jesus describes. He said, "As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing." For me, the thorns represent all five of the other dragons and how they distract us from our mission. The cares of the world can represent the orange dragon of envy, when we're so concerned about comparing ourselves to others that we get distracted from how God our Father loves us and wants us to use our unique gifts. It can also represent the blue dragon of wrath and how our anger at others steals our peace and joy and chokes out our faith in God. Or the pleasures of gluttony and lust and how they can consume and choke out our desires for heaven. And then Jesus says, the lure of wealth, which obviously represents the green dragon of greed and how our desire for toys and games and riches and success and fame and all the things of this world can distract us from our mission of becoming saints and getting to heaven. All these worries and distractions are like weeds that can choke out the new grass. Have you ever tried to grow a weed? You don't have to try to grow a weed. They're relentless. They grow everywhere. The challenge is to get rid of the weeds. And here's the thing. No matter how often you pull them and how hard you try to prevent them, they keep coming back. Here's a dragon slaying maxim that I just made up. Weeds are easy to grow. Flowers are hard to sow. Dragons are easy to follow. Saints are hard to forge. That is because of our fallen human nature in the world of dragons that we live in. The weeds are like all the dragons that choke out our faith. You can't just ignore them. You must proactively go out there and slay them to protect your faith and help it grow. It's hard, but by the grace of God, it is possible. That is why I'm trying to teach all of you the art of dragon slaying. In this parable, the art of dragon slaying is the art of pulling weeds and growing seeds. As Jesus concludes his explanation, he says, "But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Bearing fruit means we grow our faith, share our faith, and become great saints by the grace of God. My challenge for you this week is to help your mom or dad with the yard chores or the garden, or maybe you have a house plant. Go out there, pull some weeds, water some plants, and experience the hard work it takes to grow in faith. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon."
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. I've got to say, Roland, I love this idea about diving into the parables to help us all become better dragon slayers. Fun fact about me, I actually really enjoy gardening. This year I planted a bunch of tomatoes, and let's just say I've got some serious weeding to do if I want good fruit. So I'm right there with you, Roland. Let's tackle this challenge. Let's step away from the screens, get outside, soak up the sun, and hey, ask your parents if they need help with anything in the yard. Because we're starting this parable series, I've put together a Dragons in the Parables guide for you and the Training Guild. Be sure to download it and print it, and then ask your mom and dad to get you a folder because we will have many more print-off resources coming your way, and you're going to want to keep track of them. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the podcast so you don't miss out on any other episodes. And until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.